League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What's good, family? Welcome to a little bonus episode we're going to give y'all, where we're just going to have some random conversation. Really no topics. We're just going to just, you know, open it up and talk about some different shit. Actually, we will start off with a topic I'm tripping. But as always, tonight with me, my mellow, my ace, actually playing just only engineer tonight, is King OG chilling in the background. But with me tonight, I have a co-host, the one and only.
It's your boy, Sean Capone, the greatest rapper never known.
And with me as well, back by popular demand, the one, the only.
Big Pooh, a.k.a. Bootlegs and B-Sides.
Bootlegs and B-Sides, baby. What's up with that, man? So let's actually dive into that first, Pooh. Explain to everybody what, you know, Bootlegs and B-Sides is all about.
Well, I say Bootlegs and B-Sides because the generation we grew up in, you know, we used cassette tapes. You know, the B-side of the tape from the single always had an instrumental or a track from the album. So, you know, we kind of grew up on B-sides. And then bootleg, you know, always some underground shit that you couldn't get, you know, out the streets. Just tapes with bootleg music. Maybe a different beat to a song that you heard before. And then on top of that, when I was a kid, Ice Cube dropped an album called Bootlegs and B-Sides. I just thought it was something cool, something forgotten. So something I want to expand on in the near future.
That's what's up, man. A lot of dope B-Sides coming up. That was like the thing when we used to buy tapes as kids. You buy the single, you get the maxi single, which had like the instrumental and the remix and this other track. Or remember the snippets and shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to be low-key mad, though, when you bought a single and you thought you were getting a B-side, but all you got was a snippet instead of the B-side.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a couple of major labels that did that bullshit. But there's always that, hey, pretend you were, you know, trapped in a bank vault or, you know, in another country and you could only have essentially, you know, so many records for X amount of years. So I think it was you, King OG, who had touched on it earlier, who said, if you were trapped on an island for, let's say, 3 years and you could only take three records, hip-hop-wise, I'm going to go around the no, you know, I'll start with it because it's easy for me. So if I was on, and this is no bullshit, but if I was on an island for 3 years, hip-hop-wise, I would need Dead Prez, Let's Get Free, Certified Classic. I mean, I don't think there's any skippable tracks on there. The message, the beat, you know, first time I heard that shit, it blew my motherfucking mind. You know what I mean? It was like Public Enemy and X-Clan times 25. You know what I mean? And then Propaganda. I remember, I think it was it Yupoo? We were chilling playing like fucking Madden, or we were playing some video game system late at night. We were listening to that. And the motherfucker just came on at the end. It was like, and now, you know how Propaganda starts and shit.
Yeah, we weren't even expecting that shit.
Yeah, we wasn't even expecting that shit. So that's definitely a dope record. If you've never heard that, Dead Prez, Let's Get Free, check that out. Dope ass album.
Mind Sex.
Mind Sex, tight. Yeah, chilling with your lady, throwing some Mind Sex, you know. Discipline if you're trying to eat healthy. You know what I mean? There's all kinds of shit on there. Man, second one's a little tougher. Hip-hop wise, I'm probably going to go with the second album. It's probably going to be Moment of Truth by Gangstar. You know, I just think that is their best work. You know, shit's like, you know, Moment of Truth to me is like one of the greatest songs ever just conceived and put together. Just production-wise, Guru just spitting the truth, man. The beginning with the Jamaican lady with the accents, like fucking perfect track. You know what I mean? Above the clouds, you know.
Ridiculous.
That album is just fucking ridiculous. So to me, yeah, you know what I mean. JFK to LA, that shit is hard. If you youngsters ain't never heard that, definitely get on that. So that's definitely another one. Third, this one niggas gonna kill me. and this is me. This is, doesn't mean that this is a certified classic, but to me, I'm going to roll with the Connected Project. Sugar Free, Mossberg, Quick, you know what I mean? That just, to me, embodied the sound, the West Coast sound that I will always like. That shit will always be on point for me. That shit will, you know, has different memories attached to the music. So those are my three. Dead Prez, Let's Get Free, Gangstar, Moment of Truth, and then the Connected Project, Connected with the K, Sugar Free, Mossberg, and DJ Quick on there. And I'm shouting out those out so you can go listen to them. So, Sean Capone, Pooh, any of y'all ready to give me your three?
Yeah, I think I'm ready. All three albums from three different regions, three different sounds. So I wouldn't be just burnt out. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has their preferences on certain shit. Like, everybody in this room are big time fans of the Quemini album.
Yes.
But I'm going to have to skip that one and jump straight to AT Aliens, my favorite Outkast album.
Wow. So you like, why do you like ATL Aliens more than the Quemini? Because there's a large group of people that favor that album over. To me, Quemini is Outkast's greatest album, one of my favorite albums of all time. It's just that album at the time was something that nobody else was doing. Now it is aged so well that it's still relevant. You listen to that, that's about, you know, you changing as a person and evolving, and their music evolved at that time, and personally they evolved with that music. To me, that's one of the greatest ever.
Timeless shit.
I mean, I'm a Quemini fan too. With AT Aliens, it was just, I still remember like the back of my hand, like the summer going into my senior year, we was practicing for football, going to passing league and different shit, and that's when Elevators was the single. So that caught me off top. Elevators.
I was in the classic car when that shit came on. Man. And that beat drop, oh my God. We was like, what the fuck is this? And
classic.
The way that nigga flow started.
Elevators, classic shit.
That's one of the best tracks ever.
Mainstream on there was hard as fuck. I don't even remember the name of the track, but they used to play it on 92.3 The Beat. It was just the cat talking in the beginning, talking about like memories of yesterday. That shit came on banging. I don't know, man. That's just it's like memories, like nostalgia or something.
No, no, I'm not saying that that can't be on the island. I'm saying that it might. We're just talking about the. Which one do you like better? And I thought, in my opinion, Quemini was better, but I rock with what you just said. I mean, music's all about, you know, how it feels to you. So we got one, which is Outkast.
Yeah, ATL Aliens. AT Aliens. Everything goes back to a time period. 95. You know, most people wouldn't even know this, but from junior high through high school, I was a fucking TA, a teacher assistant. You would never think that shit. But I remember in 11th grade, I was in the back of the class grading people fucking math papers.
Nerd.
Banging that nerd like a motherfucker. But you know what? That was the easy A. They kept me eligible for football.
I feel you.
So that's two A's. Easy A. Remember that, kids. You can get two A's by playing football and being a TA. Anyway, Liquid Swords.
Liquid Swords class.
Liquid Swords. Like, at the time, GZA was one of them, you know, he wasn't really a forefront nigga in the Wu-Tang Clan.
Right.
He might have been, like, behind the scenes, but as far as stardom, he wasn't at all. And I remember that Cold World single came out, and I thought, oh, it's cool. And I put the album on, and the first thing I heard was those crazy karate samples on there, and I just let it play through, and the shit grew on me. It's, like, one of the best albums I ever heard. So,
yeah.
That's going.
Yeah.
Albums like New Jack City redoing it. Who are
they? Man, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know who sings the cats on the hip hop.
It was all on all the Wu albums doing it.
Yeah.
Like
that's not Papa Wu who was singing on them tracks?
Shit, I don't know.
Yeah, Papa Wu did sing, but I'm talking about the two cats that did like the
we'll Google it.
The Cold World and all that stuff.
Yeah.
There's two of them.
Yeah.
Harmonizing.
Okay. Like, now we'll find out who it is. I mean, the credits gotta be out there. Indeed. So we got the GZA,
Liquid Swords.
We got Outkast,
ATL,
you know. And then third,
you would assume, because you know I'm literally born and raised in Compton.
Doom,
that I would pick something from the West Coast, but I'm gonna have to skip the coast.
What? Banging on Wax Volume 1 is not. It's not. No, you know,
no. Well, you know, Banging on Wax, there was only one side of the tape that banged, but but at the same time, shots. I do think the hardest beat on Banging on Wax, period, on either side was Steady Dipping, but but it is what it is.
That was a heartbeat.
It is what it is. But on my third one is another one to bring back memories. Senior, my senior year, we moved to the fucking boonies, all the way to the IE. Nobody out in this fucking place. And I got caught on another album, classic. I might be the only motherfucker who called it a classic. 97, my favorite album, one of my favorite all times. One Day It'll All Make Sense, Common.
Oh, it's a definite classic. Yeah, come on now. Yeah. Whoever doesn't say that's a classic is crazy. We debated on the show how many classics Common has.
Yeah.
And we said close to, what was it, 3 or 4, 5 maybe.
Man, you know, that...
Common killed that.
I mean, reminding me of Seth. All kind, I can't even go through that shit. Like the line when that nigga said, he got a book of African names in case our minds change. Like, man,
Retrospect for Life is one of the most slept on tracks ever. That motherfucker is fire.
That nigga said, I'm pro black like Craig Hodges, but my dashiki is in the cleaners.
Yeah.
Tommy, that was my favorite rapper at that time.
Yeah. Common does not, we've discussed it many times on the show before, he does not get the.
But you know what? I heard y'all talk about it before, and I just think niggas is sleeping, but them first two tracks on Electric Circus is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. For me, at that time, I was just really put off by what I heard first. Yeah. So I just really didn't dive into the album until much later after I heard B again. You know, once I was like, okay, Common's kind of over that period. I thought he was bullshitting, and he's back to really telling it like it is, you know. It was just a sound maybe at the time I wasn't ready for. But I owe him a run back. He is one of the greats. I'm going to run it back. Again. Yeah, he's...
And then you got to think, nigga, that's the Soul Aquarius Dilla album. That was one of the best ones. It was just different at that time.
You're right. I mean, he's definitely, I want to say he's in my top five, Common, at the end of the day.
Simon Capone,
your three records, 3 years on the island, and they can't three be summers. Gospel. They can't be Summer of Sime. They can't be Summer of Sime. They can't be, they can't be Birth of a, What was the second record? The prequel record?
Birth of a Monster.
And it can't be the first shit you dropped.
Nah, my shit. My shit real general, man. Everybody know me. Guns already pulled my cover.
What'd he say?
So, the Street Gospel.
Classic. You know, classic.
I'm going to be on an island. So, if a bitch come through, I'm going to fucking break that bitch. You know?
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready, baby.
Why you bullshitting? You know?
I would have never expected Sugar-Free album to be on two people list. But, you know what? I can't hate on y'all.
Hey, Sugar-Free's dope.
Damn, Free got on. Well,
the Gilligan list. That's perfect, nigga. So let's talk about that. Niggas hate on Free. Free lyrically is dope as fuck. His music is, you know, the majority of it is timeless. I think the only thing that jumped in his way was relationships and the time that he would have to go in and out. You know what I mean? There was never any continuity in his career at the height.
He's kind of generalized. You know, they would kill him nowadays.
Well, but I'm not saying he needed to be mainstream. I'm just saying he didn't get his due because there was no continuality. Like he was dropping heat on different projects. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like he was just stale. Everything he was appearing on, he was the feature king for a minute. You know what I mean? Like, and it's unfortunate that due to other circumstances that shit didn't pan out. But so you got Free, Street Gospel.
Street Gospel.
What's second?
Second. We keep it in the family, and I'd have to go quick, Safe and Sound.
Okay.
Safe and Sound. Bring me to my adolescence and shit.
Yes.
Being a teenager and all some fly shit.
Okay.
So, you know, being from the city. And then three. Third. A motherfucker's on the island, so I'm going to have to go with Mos Def, Black on Both Sides, just to be on my militant shit, to be aware.
And to then, be aware while you pimping your bitches on the island off the sugar free.
Hey, pimping my bitches and building an empire.
Coconut King and shit.
Hey, you know what I mean?
I think you got these mixed up with the Pomona Islands.
So, nah.
Hey, man, that's those are all dope ass records, you know what I mean? So, yeah. You know, and again, that's your personal shit. I like what Gunn's called it, the Gilligan list. So hit us up with your Gilligan list. If you have a Gilligan list, that is, you're on an island
for three years.
You only can get to take three albums. We need to know why. All right? And if you're an independent artist and you answer this, don't dial on your shit. Oh, you could drop your link in the comment when we post the shit on whatever we posted on Twitter, most likely our IG. But, you know, don't do no silly shit.
I got a gripe.
What's your gripe?
Now one of y'all niggas say get in where you fit in, nigga. Classic.
That's a man. There's so many, man.
You telling us to pick three, motherfucker? Yeah. Shit.
There's so the motherfucker. There's so
come with you.
Just let ride.
You can, but again, it's
that's the greatest short album ever to me. You can get in where you fit.
True, but what we're saying is this:
you gotta pick three,
it's
though,
and it's three. And it's personal.
Baby D, nigga?
Yeah, no, but it's personal. It's personal
nigga,
at that
Rapid
level.
Ronin was on that shit, nigga. Still, that was the album.
It was a good album, but, you know, it was a good album, but it doesn't make my three.
It's three. I'm telling
Get in where you fit in was dope.
Three is hard. I got a list of 10 that didn't make the three.
There's a lot of records that I'm sure I overlooked. I go back and be like, oh, man, what about this?
I got one for you.
Oh, what about Wu-Tang Forever?
Easy one for you. Because niggas ain't never going to say it, especially this day and age. East 1999.
Hmm.
The Loonies 5150.
D was a big Loonies fan.
Yeah, right, man, them niggas. Man, for real. That album,
that Second Bone album. Stupid.
There's a lot of shit, man. Lot of shit.
You know, we talk hip hop, and I don't think these casual motherfuckers know how deep this hip hop shit go with us. We talking real shit. We can talk all night about this shit.
Yep, that's why we call it an honest conversation about hip hop, and that's what you're listening to. So what else? What else is on the mind? Simon, you got your three off. Yeah. Pooh, you got your three. I got my three. I mean, let's talk to you because you, Pooh, you're a big West Coast head. So mm-hmm. we did a show called The State of the West Coast, where we kind of spoke on the West. You were initially supposed to be on that show, but, you know, couldn't make it. So I want to revisit some topics that I think that definitely needed your input on.
All right.
So let's start it off with the state of the West Coast. Where do you think the West Coast is right now?
I feel like the West Coast is, I think we holding a steady spot at number two.
Okay.
You know, I think, you know, New York is the bottom feeders right now. The whole East is the bottom feeders. The South, of course, they're running shit. Because of the energy music and the 808s, but I think the West Coast is number two, and we more diverse now than we ever have been.
So you say number two, so you say that the West has more established stars than the East Coast, or is it that the East Coast simply doesn't have enough talent bubbling right now?
I just feel like they don't have enough bubbling right now. As far as, like, off the top of my head, who you going to think of from New York? Because when I think East Coast, I think New York. I mean, Jersey is Jersey. And the rest of the stuff over there, the tri-state area, but
right.
It's basically New York. And, you know, no disrespect, but who the fuck do they got right now?
Just name recognition alone. You know, you got Jay. That's still a very big name. Guns, you don't think Jay does anything?
I mean,
that was comedy right there.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't think that Jay's name has any weight?
See, I'm thinking of somebody who's relevant now. Jay is Jay, but I mean, I could go to the fucking the Brea Tar Pits and dig out King T or some shit. But
wait, you comparing Jay Z to King T?
No, I'm just being. Yeah, I'm just
I know
being,
you're fucking around.
I'm just
on
being
that.
Funny. I mean, Jay. I mean, unfortunately, most of the greats now is pushing 50.
Right. So let me ask you. So what you're saying right now is Jay has no. Has no name in hip hop anymore.
No, he does, because you know what, the 444 album, I was an advocate of it.
So does the West have a bigger star than Jay right now?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Is that Kendrick?
That's Kendrick.
Okay, so that's Kendrick. So is there a star in New York bigger than Kendrick?
No.
Okay.
At this moment, no.
Okay. So you would say if the biggest star from the West is Kendrick, is the biggest star from New York, Jay?
If it's Jay, then New York is in a state of depression. Because it ain't, I put it to you like that. At this moment, off the top of my head, without really thinking deep into it, I don't even think that New York got a star bigger than Nipsey. And if they do, who the fuck is it?
So, yeah, say what you got to say, Guns.
I'm not talking about Guns underground.
Guns on the sidelines. Here we go.
The biggest star in NY, I would say ASAP.
ASAP?
I haven't heard shit from ASAP.
ASAP is worldwide.
He is worldwide. I don't know if he's the biggest star. I'm going to say the biggest star in NY right now.
You got A Boogie with the hoodie. You got him. You got, what's his name, French, even though niggas don't fuck with his music like that, French. You got, fucking 6ix9ine. You got Lugot Cash. You got a lot of these young dudes that's out there that's real, real, real popular. It's just like, that's not the music that we fucking with.
Yeah, they popular, out there but popping. Popular and star, because what'd you say? You said you don't think the East has someone as popular as who?
I don't think they got somebody as popular as Nipsey.
As Nipsey.
Bullshit. So I would say go platinum.
I would say
ASAP go platinum.
This is gonna be crazy, but I would say Cardi B is bigger.
Well, you know what? I
technically on paperwork 6ix9ine is bigger, nigga.
He just outsold him.
I mean, that's a flash in the pan. That's like fucking if you compare 6ix9ine to what's that nigga with the that look like Jerome from Martin. Trinidad James. He got to show some longevity for me to even put him in that category.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is you feel the West is number two because the West has more established stars right now. The East does, from top to the West.
You said hot. I'm just saying, because some of the names you just named, I ain't never heard none of their songs, period.
If you go online, nigga, they're some of the biggest people out right now, but you just don't know who they are.
Well, I mean, that's why it's the oddest conversation.
No.
It's my opinion.
No. And I feel you. I think Kendrick definitely is the biggest star outside of maybe Drake in hip hop. Yeah. It's Drake and Kendrick, neck and neck, and it just depends who's dropping.
Flatbush Zombies is huge.
No, they huge too, but they're not on the level of Drake and Kendrick. That's different. No, I'm just saying that's 1A and 1B is Drake and Kendrick right now.
I know it's people out there who's gonna, you know, use like a, I don't even know the fuck word to use. I know technically the Carolinas is the East Coast, and you throw in somebody like J. Cole, then it kind of swings it a little bit, but I don't know.
So let's have that conversation, because I don't think we've ever discussed this before. Is J. Cole, where's J. Cole at if you have to go overall? So if we say Drake and Kendrick are
three,
or 1A and 1B, is J. Cole, he's not in their class. Is he two? Is he the next? Is he the next guy behind him?
I think those three guys are the top three.
Okay, do you think there's any separation between the three? Do you have a Drake, Kendrick, Cole, or do you have a Kendrick, Cole, Drake? Like, how do you have that? If you,
honestly, I'm gonna go Kendrick, Cole, then Drake. Now people gonna argue that because Drake is famous as fuck,
right?
But personally, I don't even know any of Drake's songs.
So you're just going off the music portion.
I don't listen to Drake. I've never listened to a Drake album since I listened to the first one of the first mixtape when him and Lil Wayne was killing shit, and I liked him at that time. But then once I saw him, it was over.
Wait, what, you saw him? wait. So you saw Drake?
I saw Drake.
You were like, I can't co-sign this cat.
Once I saw him, it was over. He was a bag of fucking Frito chips. Just plain as fuck. Like he just don't like that ain't my style, it ain't my vibe. Just that little bullshit look to him. Everything about him. That might sound ignorant, but he just looked like a cornball, like a nigga we would have slapped. So how could I listen to his music?
Oh, man. We are having an honest conversation about hip hop.
I'm just being real. OTH, he don't.
Baby. I'm
just telling you, man.
What's that nigga's name on Facebook? Instagram or some shit. Twitter. Champagne Poppy or
Champagne
some shit.
Champagne Poppy.
Oh, damn. Tag him.
Man, I'm just saying, like, he just, I liked his music until I saw him.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I know
so
that
you just can't fuck with him based off his look. His look, you're just like, nah. Yeah,
like, he's not believable.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't fit hip-hop. He's some other shit.
Okay. Yeah, no, he's a pop star. He's transcended hip-hop. He's a pop star. I mean, he's cool with that. He's cool with that.
I mean, shit, just keep it real. I mean,
no, no, that's your
a
thoughts,
lot of these
yeah.
niggas we would have slapped, but yeah. he just looked like he's straight out of motherfucking San Clemente or some shit.
San Clemente. San Clemente Drake. Hey, do we have any people in San Clemente? We might have offended some people that listen to
Drake
this.
Drake starting from modern day.
He said Drake starting from modern day.
It is what it is. Clay I mean, Thompson, I'm just being real. Now, he's catchy and all of that shit, but I actually heard a fucking, what do they call that shit when a nigga rap a verse for you?
Reference.
I heard a fucking reference track that Lil Wayne did for him, word for word. It's over.
Did you ever hear the reference track where, he was, spitting that blood, that Swoop song or whatever? He was spitting that, and then Wayne dropped it after the fact. It was Drake and Nicki who had wrote the shit. Hilarious, nigga.
It's watered down. You know, people gonna say, well, you like Dr. Dre, but I don't know. It's just, I never looked at Dre as being an entertainer.
Yeah, Dre was always a producer.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Accepted that. You weren't really tripping on that.
But Drake get the fucking recognition as being like the greatest MC. I just can't do it. Yeah, I mean,
it's popularity. And all that, it's popularity. So let's get back to the original point. So you said West Coast right now strong number two in your opinion. And hey man, you know what? I just get off Drake, dude. It's he don't need us. He out giving 40,000 to you know niggas in neighborhoods.
Hey, it was God's plan to keep out of our motherfucking wage.
I mean, I'm just saying. We all like who we like. We all dislike who we dislike. And motherfuckers.
I mean, No disrespect. We're not fans of the music. Keep doing this thing. There's no more reason to talk about it. Because then just, you know, why are we talking about somebody who musically we're not fucking with? So the West Coast. So who are your, some of your favorite artists on the West Coast? Right now, yeah.
I mean, it's going to sound kind of like crazy because they all together, but I still like everybody from the original Black Hippie crew. You know what I mean? We talking Kendrick.
Why don't we get that TDE album?
I really don't know.
That was another thing we talked about on that episode. Why do you think we don't have a TDE album?
We don't have a TDE album because Kendrick got too big for the group. I think it's politics behind that. As dope as J-Rock has gotten, he's still a nobody to some people in the West. Ab Soul is basically abstract. You know what I mean? He's different. He's not marketable. Schoolboy Q, you know, he did his thing or whatever. I just think Kendrick got too big. He's too big for that album.
But you don't think that's, you know, Top Dog might be like, let's do this album. It counts as an album to get you out of whatever deal you're on. And I think it needs to be done, man. I think, you know, at this point, look at what happened with Kendrick and the Black Panther soundtrack. You know, it did really well. Kendrick, you know, Kendrick is a brand now. So Kendrick could drop a TDE album with SZA and everybody else. I don't think it flops. I think it does super duper well. I don't see, unless the label is completely scared of, to start mixing the brands or whatnot, you know, I don't understand why the album doesn't happen. I really don't.
It's the budget.
You think so? I mean,
How do all of them make money?
By touring.
No, individually, they all got different lanes. How do they break that where everybody's still happy when you got niggas that's used to eating in their own market?
The tour,
one of them eat well in their own market.
Right, so imagine
how
this.
Do you expect Kendrick to get his usual chunk he gets, pay producers, marketing, and you got all these different identities. You got 5-6 people you got to fly to shows, to every event, every tour. It's a bigger thing than just moving around one person and pushing one
But you
person.
Take it you take it but back to the old fundamentals of the business and you put it on the tab
like
and
the
go
Jackson
on tour and then when they go on tour.
Right, but I think they could do it because you're going on tour. You're going on tour and imagine that. Imagine a TDE festival. Imagine a TDE festival where you basically have the entire TDE lineup going from L.A. to Oakland to wherever, you know, you do that for fucking 3 or 4 months. You charge them niggas like tickets, like $200 a ticket to get in. I think you make your money back. So if it's money that the label's worried about, I think you make that off on the back end. And for the culture, I think, you know, TDE albums is overdue. Yeah. I think it's overdue. Yeah. I think it's extremely overdue. And I agree too.
It's overdue, but I don't know. To the masses, it's like a superstar with a couple of novices at this point. Mm. Even though we know who they are, internationally. Well, not even gonna say internationally, on the mainstream level.
But don't you think they got a responsibility to bring them out, you know,
to the platform? I mean, behind the scenes, you never know. Because, you know, not saying that it's true or not, but I heard there's some grumbling because Ab Soul has never been able to drop his second album yet. So, it may be some friction behind the scenes. You never know. I mean, we deserve that album.
Yeah, I think we agree. I think it'd be dope as hell if we could get it. So, outside of TDE, who else are you feeling from the West Coast right now?
Just because my roots come from the street, so to speak, I fuck with Mozzie. I fuck with Mozzie. I like some of Nip shit. You know what I mean? Once he toned down the game banging, then I was really able to get into him. And then once I heard him on other people's shit, when I heard him fuck with on a couple of Rick Ross tracks, I heard him on Stally shit, and he stood out. And I was like, okay, Nip is cool. I don't know about this new Super Nip, but
hey, you know what? He's flexing on cats, and I like it. He's talking about him, you know, how he's reputable, how he handles his business, you know, and I like the energy, man. The energy is like I'm the king of these L.A. streets, you know, and he's basically telling the cats to get like me. Yeah. And so I'm feeling that energy, man. I like it.
Shout out to Lil Sody. But, you know, what's up, Nip?
Yeah. Sime, who you messing with right now in the West?
Sime Capone. That's who I'm messing with.
So you ain't feeling nobody else on the West Coast?
Nah, man. You know what, man? The West is in a good place, man. Everybody is branching out, you know, and we becoming a commodity again. So, you know, who I'm feeling, I'm rocking with, like, with RJ, you know what I mean? I like RJ energy and charisma and his creativity. I think he coming about it a different way than most, so... RJ probably one of my favorites coming out right now. Mozzie, I'm getting into, you know, Mozzie, he real street though, so like he crazy, man. I'm telling you, Mozzie dope, but he influencing them kids and shit like that. So that's what kind of hurt me about Mozzie and shit. You know, them kids is over there, you
trying
know,
trying to play get like me, huh?
Yeah, getting bricks and shit like that. You know what I mean? I ain't with all that.
At the same time, he is pouring out lean on social media, so he kind of tell people to
yeah, I saw right, that. Yeah. Yeah.
Taking
Big
responsibility. And everybody can grow, man. Everybody can
Big
grow.
Big up to everybody. So, stop fighting with Mozzie, lean, man. Yeah.
But, you know, West Coast, it's kind of hard off the top of the head, you know. I still like, you brought up Jay-Z earlier. I'm still a heavy, heavy E-40 fan. He's still making quality music at 50 yeah. or whatever age he's at.
So do you think 40 makes better music now than Jay?
Consistency, yeah, because he's gotten yeah. better. I see when he dropped that album in 06 till now, everything's been good. Mm. When it's all said and done, if you want to just go by catalog and consistency, I'm gonna have to say E-40 is the greatest West Coast rapper of all time.
Really?
That's just my opinion, just because of the catalog. I mean, right. we talking at least 30 albums, and
so just off the number, just off the number of albums alone, because he's been able to record more than everybody else.
I mean, who can stay relevant since forever and still make quality music? Like Snoop, been around, you know, a few years, you know, under 40, but Snoop albums watered down like Cherry Beach. Snoop Dogg ain't shit no more. I mean, he make music.
Wasn't feeling the gospel joint.
I'm just not with the gimmicks.
So you don't believe he was his spirit was touched and he needed to do this gospel record?
No, because like y'all said before, he was talking about the Rastafarian thing. Now he's doing the gospel.
Yeah,
and, you know, he painting his fingernails, being a pimp. He does whatever. Snoop is
like a chameleon.
Yeah, he's a Snoop Dogg is an idea now. He's just. Whatever you want, you got the bag. He's gonna do.
He's a brand.
We definitely said he was a brand.
But don't get me wrong, he got some classic shit. But it just don't add up to 40.
Not as consistent as 40.
Then I actually heard Snoop out of his own mouth years ago say he wrote some shit. I think it was the song with I think it was R. Kelly. That's That Shit.
Yeah.
He said he wrote it. The DLC heard it and said that wasn't hard enough. So the DLC wrote him some new shit. It's a rap for Snoop.
Yeah, people have been writing for Snoop for years, though. That's why I think he's been freestyling on the majority of his records. All his verses sound the same. But again, not to shit on Snoop, because we just did that last episode. So let's definitely, pick another lane, another topic that Snoop stuff is old. Big ups to him. He dropped another record, the 202. Yeah, he dropped the 202 record with Cocaine and some other cats. So you were right. It wasn't a Dog Pound record he was dropping, but it was another, like, you know, non-secular record he did drop.
Oh, shit.
So
I mean, it is what it is. I'm gonna always be a Snoop Dogg supporter, right, so to speak, but you know, his time has come. He's like Jerry Rice with the cornrows.
Stole. Damn.
Can't take away what he did in the past. Can't take away the 88 and 89 Super Bowls, but
3 steps, catch and drop.
Drop.
Drop. After 4 yards of reception. Damn. So Pooh, you a connoisseur of the females.
Yes, sir.
From the offices to the retail.
I drunk them hen and slapped the black bitch completely out of skin.
So let me ask you this. Video vixens then versus IG models now. Who were badder?
Video vixens. Because video vixens. IG models, these bitches got
plastic.
They got dots below their waistline from tummy tucks and lipo and all kind of shit. If you see a flower tatted on her little spot where her pubic hair go, she covering up some surgery shit. Look at her belly button. If it looked too stretched out, that's because her shit got pulled down and he had to create her a new one.
My boy got way too much time on his hands on IG. Hey,
I got time because I done actually been in the room with a bitch that got her stomach done.
Yeah.
I got pictures in my phone of all the surgery, so I know what to look for now. These bitches look like Plastic Man when it's all said and done.
That is crazy. So who's your favorite? Who was your favorite video vixen back then?
Back then, I really can't say off the top of my head, but at one point, Gloria Velez was bad as fuck.
Yes, she was.
I don't know about video, but like magazine wise, I used to fuck with Melissa Ford too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, all of these used up hoes now, but
shit.
You know, they was right, they were
and now
cool.
On IG. Who you checking out on IG now?
I really don't know. I kind of like the natural girls.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of hard to find. But
G got his hands up. What you want to talk about?
I put an input in this?
Yeah, go ahead. IG models.
Hey, basically, the workout chicks is killing all y'all plastic bitches off. I don't care how much you pay for it, how much sugar daddy put up on the tab. The workout females is killing y'all. They getting it natural and it's real, all races. So y'all better get y'all check up or hit the gym, bitch, because it's no comparison. We can tell you can't have the Chicken Little legs with a Buffy the Body booty. That shit just don't match.
Chicken Little, the sky's falling.
That shit just
for
don't
these
match.
Hoes, huh?
So you better get to eating right and squatting or something, because them the big old giant balloon ass with the little Pee Wee Herman legs. That's not the business, so.
I think he's right. You can just tell the difference. Somebody who paid their $10 for Planet Fitness and the bitch that paid $2,000 for the Commonwealth of the Dominican Republic.
Hey, you know what the difference is? That I'm starting to notice I'm getting a little older. A smaller chick with a better looking real ass look more appealing to me than a chick with a super huge
with the artificial
fake
booty
ass.
Yeah, it looks ridiculous. I feel you. I feel you on that one. Definitely. Sign, what about you, man? Video vixen of the past or current IG models? Who you rocking with? You the baby mama swooper?
I mean, I go for common bitches. Fuck all these bitches with 50 likes. That's a hey, or no, not 50 likes. Hey, fuck all these bitches with 50,000 likes. Hey, motherfuckers have me here late, man. Shit.
Yeah, Simon's the bottom feeder. He said if you got 50 likes or below, man, he win it.
Hey, nah, man. Hey, give me a comment, bitch, man. I'm telling you, man. I don't need all that extra shit. See, I ain't got time for all that bullshit.
She got
I want a great value, bitch.
Yeah. For real. He wanted a 6-liker. Yeah, she got
give me her three kids.
Yeah, give me and her two best friends like this shit.
Give me the white rabbit with the blue line on that shit. Give me the generic shit, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, no, I ain't mad at that. I feel
I ain't got time. Yeah, I ain't got time for all that shit, man.
It's wild.
Hey, I ain't chasing bitches with a fan club. You know what I mean? Like, fuck all that. I ain't got time for that. And that's all right with me, shit. I'm cool.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, nah, but I don't know these bitches by names and shit like that. Like I said.
This is crazy.
I don't, sensitive
sign, like, you know, I'm not trying to chase nobody, you know. But anyway, these bitches. Oh man, we all saying this in love.
Like, I don't know these famous bros like that, man.
I don't know them. I don't know these bitches personally, so yeah, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't tell you a name to fucking save my life.
Yeah, it's hard.
I don't know. I just.
But back in the day, did you have a video vixen from back in the day?
No, I'd have to agree with Pooh on Gloria Velez.
Yeah, Gloria Velez was
dick than a motherfucker.
Top notch, definitely, definitely. Rachel was bad, but she wasn't a video vixen. She was more of a host.
Yeah. Rachel, oh, you talking about Caribbean Rhythm?
Yeah,
Rachel, that was the girl back in the day.
No, no common girl. Yeah. Like, I
know she. No, Rachel's not no little common girl.
Where's she at now, motherfucker?
I think she's married to like some Dominican prince, nigga. Something crazy like that.
Exactly. Out of the spotlight and shit.
Hey, she ain't in La Habra, I'll tell you that. You know?
Yeah, I know that. But shit, hey, she ain't posting to get 500,000 likes.
I'm about to go fishing back out.
Yeah, right.
Claudette
Ortiz. Oh, wow.
But her whole crew fucked her, though. The whole crew.
And that matters, shit.
So if you knowingly knew a female who the whole crew had run through, and you found that female attractive, would you still try to hit Pooh?
Oh, she getting hit like a pop fly. But as far as locking her down, I mean, the only way you can make that work, and I tell these hoes this all the time, maybe your resume in these streets, in order for you to start over and hit the reset button, you're going to have to catch the Greyhound to another state where niggas don't know you. So if it was that serious, me and baby got to get ghosts where we could settle down. Like,
so you would think about that. So if you had a female who had, you know, the whole crew had hit, you fall into her, or you fall for her. You willing to do what was my nigga's name from Better Society?
Cade,
you about to leave the
when you say it like that,
Jada Pinkett.
If you talking about the immediate crew, the homies, my brothers? No,
not your brothers. So let's say some cats that you know and they know that you know that they smashed.
Well, at the end of the day,
I'm just
No, this is real shit. It all depends, because you never know who that person may be who y'all connection is just that strong.
Right.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, we don't want to think about it like that, but
yeah,
all them tricks your girl know, some nigga taught her.
Right,
so,
right.
You know what I mean?
You will consider moving out of state for the female?
It all depends. If it was that serious,
yeah.
If it was like some shit where we was teenagers and now niggas is in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
Man, fuck that kid shit. Because niggas wasn't hitting it right anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? She didn't even know how to clean her shit good at that point. So, let's do what we do. Niggas, it is what it is.
Yeah. Nah, I feel you. It's a question. What about you, Simon?
If I knew that the homies hit?
Yeah, like not the immediate homies, but, you know, like you end up working with a cat who smashed,
hold on, let me step in real quick. Niggas don't be honest, because niggas be with females and a nigga be getting hit on their watch and they still marry him. You know what I mean? Just let's just keep it 100. You know, women cheat, niggas cheat, It all depends on how egregious the offense is.
And it also comes down to how you truly feel. Because some people can't take that. Some people might be like, it's what it is. It happened in the past, move forward. There's some people who will never be able to get that out of their mind. So, Sime, how you feel about that? You know what I mean?
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it?
I couldn't do it. But
so go ahead.
Hey, no, but it's you know what I'm saying? If I knew about it, you know, I could.
Yeah, going
I
into it.
You know,
going
I mean? Into if it's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's a different story. But if Pussy had Carfax, we'd be all so, in some different situations. You know what I mean.
So let me ask you this: so 3 years in, you find out that she smashed four niggas. You know,
four.
Four. Oh,
the fuck.
Over like a 6 year period. Smash four cats you knew. Over like a six. But this is before you though. This is before you.
Hey, I'm gonna get a party platter at Subway, invite them motherfuckers over, and one of them motherfuckers take that bitch with them and shit, man. You have her back. Fuck all that shit. Four motherfuckers? Come on. You know what I mean? One motherfucker.
But it's pre you. It's pre you though.
Oh, nah, man. That's just too close to home. Like,
so even if you,
hey, you didn't venture out far enough, baby, then that's your bad. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, you already know between the ages of 16 and I'm gonna say 23, they be out there throwing that pussy a party. Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of snap out of it about 24.
As long as this motherfucker's, I don't know if it's Lanwood Lear or Larry with an S curl, I'm cool. Yeah, I don't know that motherfucker.
Hey, I agree.
But if it's fucking Pooh, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I can live with that. That's my bro. He gonna come over for my daughter party and shit like that. Like,
that's a no go.
He ain't gonna size up the cake when that motherfucker's coming over. You know what I mean?
Of course, one of the close homies. No, I mean four. That number four just seemed like that's just. That's kind of hard to.
Did I shoot too high?
Yeah. You fuck Jodeci on me and shit like that.
All right, let me.
December it was Dalvin. In January it was JoJo. In February it's KC. And Devontae closed it out in March. You know the fuck out of here, man. Shit.
That's. That's too much.
And also, both regular motherfuckers too that I know. Like, I don't know motherfuckers like that shit.
So okay, so what's not too much? How many is not too much? What is an allowable number of smashes that your woman can have?
Well, you ain't never gonna hear the truth, man. So it's just out to me. It's out of sight, out of mind. Right, I don't want to hear about that shit.
So even if it's a lie, you still gotta hear it. So what's a number that you're going to be? Shit.
Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to.
So what if it's one of those?
What if it's one of those? You feel there was a little hoish tendency back then and shit? You leave that shit alone, all right, man.
So what if it's this conversation? Conversation when you get in that serious relationship, and the number comes up, and a lot of times the ladies will bring up the number.
Of course.
You know what I mean? All right, so
modern bitches always count on one hand and shit, man. That's all.
So
lie,
what I'm telling
shit.
You is, what are you comfortable? What I'm asking you is, what are you comfortable in hearing? What number's good for you? Is acceptable.
I'm not hearing numbers and shit. Only numbers I'm trying to hear.
For the sake of answering the question.
One D.
King OG, you got one. I got one.
I got one.
Yeah, so one.
One. Yeah. And it can't be an inner circle. It can be somebody that I know.
Yeah.
It can't be my boy. It got to be.
Right. No, no, no. I'm just saying.
Like, oh, I know that nigga. Okay, I can deal with
And you
that.
Know what? One is a ridiculously friend. Number. What, like you said, one is incredibly naive to go ahead and believe.
No, of course.
In today's. And, thank God I'm married. But at 41, if I meet somebody who says they got, you know, they've had one sexual partner. I'm gonna be like, okay, how long were y'all married for?
See, you broke up. I think we talk about two different things. I thought you said one nigga you know.
That's what I'm talking about. One person.
You know? No, for me, zero. I don't want to know anybody that you
but
know.
But what is not realistic?
But like,
no. But I'm saying one as far as overall.
Yeah, one. That's so the most
okay, weird. But in general.
In general,
would you wife a chick and stay local? If the
he
chick
said
was
stay
local. Well, no, because Pooh was talking about he's relocating. Up, stay local. Would you wife a chick if she had a body count that was pretty high?
I mean, you know, it's kind of crazy. It's crazy to say
do
this
that every day.
It's crazy to say this shit. But if she's doing the shit that you like, yeah. she got some numbers to her. Unless it was just one nigga she been with all these years,
yeah,
not be naive.
Yeah.
I mean, the average bitch didn't fuck minimum 10.
Right.
So.
That's a high number, though.
No. You gotta be a man. That's realistic, though.
You think you gotta put your damn pride in certain situations and be realistic.
Right, because at the end of the day, it's just about you being happy. And I think definitely in our age range, honestly.
These bitches got bodies. Yeah. They got bodies. They got fucking Bram Stoker, Dracula bodies and shit.
And at our age range, I think it's crazy to hold unbelievable, you know, attainably standards of just silliness. You know what I mean? You know, we live life, and life is real. And you know, the women who are living a life are going to be just as real. You know,
Jodeci came to town, and it just went down.
I mean, like you said, when you become a grown man, all that superficial shit don't mean nothing no more. All of that shit that you say when you were younger, oh, I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. It's bullshit. You know what I mean? When you become a grown man, all of that shit you say you could and couldn't do or would and wouldn't do, go out the window. And the niggas who are willing to do that shit is the niggas who got all the bitches. Point blank period. Point blank period.
Gang.
I'll give it to you like this, nigga. I had a stroke. I'm still stroking these bitches, though. Point blank period.
Geek squad.
I was in the wheelchair still fucking.
Oh, shit.
Serious. Because a nigga, a grown ass man, when it comes to dealing with a woman. Straight up. And if you timid and all that shit, then she gonna bring her ass right to this nigga over here in recovery.
So you hating on Drake, but Drake was in a wheelchair too pulling bitches. So, I mean, y'all.
That was some superficial movie shit. We on bitches, not a bitch nigga.
Yeah, nah, I was fucked up. I should have brought Drake back.
Another thing why I can't get into Drake, but I agree with my brother.
What's up?
The nigga's a fucking commercial version of Fontaine. I can never get over that.
Yeah, no. You're right. You're right. And he's even
rapping the tone.
Yeah, he's even bigged him up.
Everything.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's even bigged him up and said that was one of his influences. So you know, we know how that is.
Like Fonte, nigga, at H&M and shit.
Fonte at H&M, damn. New Fonte's out now, too. Go ahead and get that shit. So besides Drake, man, let's talk about some other shit. What's up with sports, man? What's going on?
We can talk round ball real quick, basketball.
Let's talk hoop.
I posted it the other day. I said, man, I can't even tell you the last time I watched a 48-minute NBA game because the product is garbage. Syme said, what? But I'm being serious. I mean, as sad as it is to say, you know what I mean? We need the Lakers to be relevant.
They're playing better.
We need Chicago to be relevant.
We're garbage.
We need New York Knicks to be fucking relevant.
They're garbage.
I mean, the shit is upside down. There's no way Golden State should be Showtime when Showtime belongs in L.A. And I'm a Laker hater.
No, I feel you.
I just feel like everything is twisted around. It's just like the hip-hop rap game. Well, shit is out of whack.
Yeah, you know I'm a world-class Laker hater, but they've been playing better. They played well. They beat San Capone's San Antonio Spurs tonight. But I think with the league now, the league is not so much you watch teams. You watch individual performances. Right now there's a lot of amazing stuff happening in hoop, man. Anthony Davis of the Pelicans is out there ever since DeMarcus Cousins went down. He's out there a man amongst boys, you know. The stuff that the Greek Freak is doing on a nightly basis is ridiculous. LeBron, I'm a LeBron hater, not him as a person, but him in the Cleveland Cavs uniform or any uniform that's not related to Chicago Bulls. He just did some shit that was amazing.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I see that.
You see that shit where he dribbled between the Jeff Green or whoever was legs or whatever, and then went, man, that shit was amazing, man. So there's a lot of good shit out there. Yes, there is a lot of fucked up. The league is fucked up, and very unbalanced. Houston's playing well. Golden State's playing well. Minnesota's playing well before Jimmy Butler went down. The East is kind of still up for grabs. It's the Cavs or maybe Toronto. And I know I'm forgetting somebody else in there. But, Boston's in there as well. But, yeah, NBA is going to be – it's going to be all right, you know. I can feel you when you say you're not watching the game. But I tell you to maybe check out of game to look for certain players. There's a lot of talented players out there.
Yeah, does Anthony Davis finally win a playoff game?
They're what, fourth right now, so I think they would have home court against the Six. Yeah, they can beat San Antonio once. Because he can go. He went the other day at a game where he was like he went for 58, like 17, 58 and 17 boards. I think he had a game of almost like 5 straight triple doubles, something crazy like that. And so
he's been putting up these numbers, but do you think Boogie is slowing him down?
Boogie's out.
No, I know that. I mean, well, of course that's why Boogie, he's playing the way he is. Of course, Boogie
was slowing him down. You know, but Anthony Davis has gotten he's bigger now. You know, he doesn't look like the little skinny kid. He's out there man amongst boys. He was out there against Phoenix, and granted, Phoenix is trash, but he was out there against Phoenix, and it looked like he was playing with, like, remember when we used to play at the dunk park?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he was barely jumping and dunking. You know, them alley-oops you throw where you do, like, a 360, and you barely get off the ground or whatever and kind of throw it down. Like, he was killing it out there. He was just clowning.
What you're saying is it's more individual talent than actual quality team.
Yeah, right now there's a lot of individual talent in the league.
Oh, yeah, because everybody is joining forces. You got the major squads. You got the top 6 or top 8 teams on both coasts, and everybody else is just still developing. So it's not going to be serious until the playoffs start, and you know they start, you know, not playing Milwaukee and shit like that.
Kawhi Leonard is a quitter. Breaking news. Kawhi Leonard is a quitter.
We never had this debate. So for those that don't know, San Capone is a major, major San Antonio Spurs fan. And for years, Pooh has been saying that Kawhi is garbage, overrated. And so they always go back and forth on this topic online. We've never been able to discuss this live and direct here. So we're going to do that. So, Pooh, what say you? You say that Kawhi is a quitter.
He's not garbage. He's talented as hell. I just feel like he's quitting on his team because he don't want to be there, but he ain't man enough to say it. I mean, I understand their team is boring as hell. They're about as boring as the old Celtics floor.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Nobody want to see that shit.
Just like nobody want to see your Bulls.
Hey, Chicago is Chicago, but...
Hey, Hot Tub Time Machine is loading up right now. Did you buy the energy
Well, you know
drink?
What? I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to tell you that if... our future, Chicago's future is way brighter than San Antonio. Y'all shit's coming to me.
I've been hearing this shit since fucking 99. Right, 20 okay. years. 20
so,
years
so
of
let's
shit,
talk
man.
About this. It appears Kawhi doesn't want to be the fucking San Antonio no more. Tells me that he's going to go somewhere else. Maybe
that's
LA.
That's all right.
So who else is stepping up for Kawhi?
Whoever the fuck we trade him for. We can pretty much get anybody under the top 5. We can't get the top 5 players.
So let's say he goes to LA. So let's say, would you take...
Nah, we're not taking no bullshit. I said under the top 5.
No. Let's say you go to LA. Let's say LA is a destination.
We don't
know,
man. We're not getting...
That's
the rumor. For fucking who? Kuzma? Get the fuck out of here.
I think it was like Kuzma.
Man, I don't give a fuck. Chick Hearn's fucking soul. You know what I mean? Man, I don't want that shit.
It was
Kuzma, they don't want that
Randall,
shit.
Kuzma, Randall... wasn't a draft pick because they don't have a draft pick.
Fuck no.
Brooke
fuck
Lopez
no.
and like somebody else. Luol Deng's
You're
contract.
You're fucking crazy, man. You're fucking crazy. We're okay. not garbage like
so
that.
So where does Kawhi? Where do you think Kawhi goes? He's a Cali kid. So where do you think he goes?
I mean, man, shit. If he want to go, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, it just depends what they package with him. You know what I mean? Okay.
So
picks or whatever. You know what I mean?
Pop is almost out the door. Who replaces Pop? I don't see Pop coaching more than 2 more years, especially if they're not winning.
Well, he riding out Aldridge's contract. So we got Aldridge for 2 more years.
Okay.
So we got Pop for 2 years. We got the assistants. I mean, shit, we've got the league has all our coaches. So I mean, you don't think one of the motherfuckers that come back
who's
run the organization?
Who's successful? The dude from Atlanta's trash. Who else is a
yeah, but I mean that's not his fault. I mean they fired Danny Ferry and who knows who the fuck is running them now. You know what I mean? And they got rid of Horford and Josh Smith and all them cats. They're bread and butter and they just kind of just gutted the whole squad
to rebuild.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Philly is, I mean,
Philly should be better than the record.
No, of course, but he helped put that team together being over there the last 3 years.
I just think he got stuck with really good players.
No, because you can draft. I mean, look at Chicago. They drafted Tyrese Thomas. You know what I mean? Like, you, it take a good GM to put a good team together.
Everybody thought Ben Simmons was going to be a star. Everybody thought Joel Embiid was going to be a star. Not too many people were saying Tyrese Thomas was going to be a star.
Hey, they thought Eddie Curry was going to be a star. And Tyson Chandler was going to be a star.
Did we even draft Tyrese Thomas?
Yeah, we did. We traded.
Traded LaMarcus Aldridge for Tyrese Thomas.
We traded Elton Brand for it was Brand for
20
Chandler.
And 10 for I'm out the league in 3 years.
Yeah, they, you know, Chicago gassed themselves. They wanted that whole Twin Tower shit. And it could have worked, but Eddie wasn't in shape. You know, Tyson Chandler ended up sticking around for years, won a ring, you know what I mean? Never was a superstar, but always was a top center in the league.
Yeah,
you know?
But he was compared to David Robinson and all that.
Yeah, bullshit. But there's always going to be those comparisons. You never know. You never know. Remember when Sebastian Telfair came out and he was supposed to be that nigga? Hey, I'm just saying. No. I'm just saying. There's always
the NBA
remember Felipe
notorious
Lopez.
For that shit.
Remember Felipe Lopez from St. John's scoring machine. Man, Felipe's gonna go in there tear up. You know, St. John's. I'll wait till Felipe goes to the league. He went to, I think, Minnesota. You know, rest in peace, Malik Sealy. But you know, maybe that fucked Felipe up mentally. But Felipe didn't come into the league looking like Felipe Lopez we saw at St. John's. So, I mean, that shit happens, you know.
And it's all system, you know what I mean? So, I mean, shit, we develop players.
So, let's talk about this idea I had when it comes to professional football. The draft is upon us. You know, the Saquon Barkley kid ran, what, 4.41 or some crazy shit like that?
Yeah, Saquon. Officially 4.40.
You know, looks like to be the real deal, you know. So, you have the Browns, who were in a situation where they have the what? The 1 and the 4?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so they have the 1 of the 4. Currently on the roster, they have like Joe Thomas. They have what's my man, the weed head, the wide receiver,
Josh Gordon,
Coleman. Who's their tight end?
They just took Njoku from Miami in the first round last year.
Okay, and then don't they have Duke Johnson over there too as a running back?
Duke Johnson's a tailback, and they
he's
got
a third down back.
Yeah, and then and then what's my man's name? That's the starter.
Crowell.
Okay, so what if? And this is what if. I'm just doing some fantasy shit, right? What if the Cleveland Browns went ahead and offered Kaepernick a contract? Right? Sign Kaepernick. With the first pick, they take Barkley. And then at 4, they pick, you know, a need. Let's say they pick up a... Well, let's say the safety from Alabama is still out there. Fitzpatrick, right?
Yeah, Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Okay. So... What do you think that is a good move for Cleveland? Do you think they drastically improve?
I think it's great in two different fronts. They bring in name recognition, star power with Kaepernick and Barkley, a real solid safety with Fitzpatrick to go along with Peppers. And then I'm gonna throw another one on since everybody is skeptical and they don't want to use the first pick. What about the first pick in the second round, pick 33, and snatch Lamar Jackson?
So then Jackson is basically backing up Kaepernick.
They don't have to rush him on the field.
Hey man, that's dope, man. I mean, that's some fantasy shit. Probably not gonna happen. Yeah, that's some good shit, man. So, where do you think old boy goes? What's his name from the Redskins?
Cousins. I'm thinking Cousins either going to Minnesota or Denver.
Minnesota or Denver. Huh?
He goes to Minnesota. It's a wrap.
You think so?
I think it's a wrap.
You think they win the Super Bowl?
I think with that defense that they have, even though the Eagles kind of picked them apart, I just think with a quarterback like that who can make the throws,
move the ball.
I think it'll be.
And
rough.
Remember, Diggs was out, right? Not Diggs, the running Cooks.
Cooks was out for the season, and then the all-star receiver Thielen had a broken bone in his back.
Yeah, so they're gonna come back. They're gonna come back reloaded next year. That'd be interested. You said the Broncos sign for
Kirk Cousins,
yeah.
I heard it was that the Broncos were in it too. So
I could see him going there with Elway, and the defense still somewhat.
I mean, you got good receivers. I mean, with the Broncos, I hate the Broncos, but you still a motherfucker. We was talking about top 10 receivers. Emmanuel Sanders has been consistent. And that's playing with fucking Brock Osweiler and
Sanders is dope.
Simeon. Shit like that. Yeah, like yeah. Man, that's garbage. Dope. You know what I mean?
So do you think Dez is done?
I don't think Dez is done. Because like they said, if the Cowboys was to release Dez Bryant because his production slipped and he left the NFL and drops, he's right now going to be regarded as the number one receiver in the free agent market.
Easy.
Yeah, so,
easy.
True.
There's no way he's done yet, but I think his days of being the premier receiver on the team, the number one, is over.
So he's a solid two now.
Because he was never fast. So he was just a better athlete than everybody. But these young guys at corner have caught up to him athletically, so he's limited now.
Nah, I don't think so. I think you get him with a quarterback that can pass. I think.
So would you take one of the Raiders? Say you got cut. Would you take Dez on the Raiders as your number one option?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I would.
So Dez and Amari.
Dez and Amari.
Do you have faith in that as being your 1-2 punch? Because to me, that sounds like a lot of drop balls.
I mean,
misread routes.
Yeah, but I mean, shit. If he catch it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, he's gonna make a play.
I think that the catch fucked up Dez in the head. I don't think he's ever been the same since that moment. That's just wild speculation.
Having a rookie quarterback, you know what I mean? Like, the
true.
Rookie quarterback in his first and second year, that's not going to get shit done. You know what I mean?
Me, I feel like he's showing who he is as a player. He's one of those guys where he has to have the ball. Since he's not getting as many looks and as many touches,
mm-hmm.
he's not as productive as he once was.
It's
so
when
they finally do throw him the ball, he's bobbling it, stone hands.
He's one of the dudes that got to be in rhythm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Way too early to maybe even ask this question, but who's the next breakout player in the NFL?
Shit. Well, I mean, what's his name? I guess he technically already broke out before he blew out his knee. It looked like, I can't even think of his name right now. The goddamn rookie quarterback for the Texans, Deshaun Watson, seemed like a superstar. Only because they really tailored the offense around his talents instead of trying to force him to do what they did well. Seemed like with him doing what he does well, he seemed like a legit star because he has the weapons around him.
Yeah, hopefully he comes back strong from the injury, man, because they were rolling while he was out there. So it'll be interesting to see if he can duplicate that when he comes back. What about you, Simon? You got a breakout star next year?
For next year, I just got to play it by ear. I mean, I like Fournette, and he came in and
balled.
But can he stay healthy? You know what I mean? And that's always been the question with him, you know.
I'm going to say Deion Jones, Atlanta Falcons. I know that's a homer pick. I know that's my squad. But I think he's about to break out. He had some big plays. He had some big plays this year, and he's getting the love and the respect that he deserves finally. I see him getting better and better, especially when it comes to his past coverage and stuff like that. And you with Dan, you know, Quinn, who knows how to use him. So it'd be very interesting to see what they can do. Hopefully my Falcons are listening and they draft I forgot his name. Old dude from Central Florida. I think his name is Barkley too, right?
Shaquin Barkley.
Yeah.
I mean, Shaquin Griffin.
Griffin. Yeah, draft Griffin, man. Play him at a safety back there with Neil. That'll be disgusting.
How many years you think Matt Ryan got left in him?
Two. I'm done with Matt Ryan, man. You know, I know Cats, we talked about this earlier, and Cats killed me for saying that, Julio, wasn't the reason we lost that game. But you go look at the replay, you know, Hooper's wide open in the end zone. And there's been so many times throughout his career where Tony Gonzalez wide open in the end zone. You know, you make the wrong play, you know. And so, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say, you know. We'll see what happens. I wasn't happy when we had when we hired Sarkisian. But, you know, he's here. He's not going nowhere. So we got another season under the belt. You know, we have to make sure Julio stays as healthy as hell. Sanu's been balling. Gabriel's probably going to be gone, but we need to figure out what we're going to do with third wide receiver. And then Coleman and Freeman, just give them the rock, man. Let them do their thing. You know, and defensively, I like what my Falcons are doing. They're young. You know, we just need another end. You know, like Tack, but think about it. Our defense was dominant, and Vic Beasley was non-existent. So imagine if we can get Vic Beasley and Tack at both ends on the rush. Grady coming up the middle. That's gonna be a D line for that ass. You know what I mean? So that's just my opinion on that, man. I mean, this, a lot of shit's got to happen. It's still a long time away from that. But shit, anything else y'all want to discuss before you wrap up this little bonus grumpy old man talking episode?
No, not really. Not off the top of the head. I just want to say that the Niners will have a better record than the Raiders. We'll beat them head up.
What?
The Raiders won't finish no better than 8-8.
Oof.
And that's a fact.
Somebody need a hug, a balloon, and some hope. Because
that shit ain't happening. We own the motherfucking Bay.
You know, and that's proven. You know, like, man, shit, Garoppolo, he ain't going to tear us. Our defense is not that great, but he ain't tearing us apart. We just going to outscore y'all.
What do we play y'all? Because, you know, Carr going to break a leg, something by then.
Man, we can go ahead and throw Rich Gannon out in the fucking commentary booth and get him fucking suited up to beat y'all and shit, man.
Fuck out of here, man. Oh, sorry, ass team. Y'all don't even know who your starting receivers are and shit. Who is your starting receivers?
Goodwin.
Who?
And Trent. we got pedestrians at receiver, but we still have the same. We still have the same record as y'all.
With all y'all superstars and draft picks and all that shit.
Hey, with Cerritos, and y'all still crashing by.
How y'all go from the Super Bowl to talking about y'all gonna win a Super Bowl to that record y'all ended up with the same as us at our all-time low?
We got scared.
Fuck out of here.
Y'all motherfuckers out of here. Y'all ass team. Shit. I'm playing. We got Philly and fucking.
We got teams. We ended up.
We played the NFC East.
We played them.
And who would y'all beat?
I don't even know who the fuck
exactly.
We beat.
Exactly. We beat the motherfuckers. Exactly.
Who did y'all beat?
Exactly. It don't matter. We lost, motherfucking shit. Shit, we beat ourselves. That's who the fuck we beat. That's straight up. You know? We beat ourselves. Our offense wasn't in place. They promoted the quarterback coach into offensive coordinator. He wasn't ready for that shit. You know? I mean, if we had a basic-ass quarterback, that shit
would work, bro. Man, y'all ain't been shit since what? Beat Street?
Oh, I've been said that. The Raiders ain't been shit since Bo Jackson.
Even when Bo was there, they wasn't shit.
Damn.
They
had Marcus Allen and Bo Jackson.
Shots fired.
Bo Jackson didn't.
No, I think they won the Super Bowl that year.
No, Bo Jackson never got close to a Super Bowl.
Oh, but they won it with Marcus and
in 83.
In 83,
that's
right.
What I'm saying. Beat Street. Little League was popping on motherfucking on Beat Street when the Raiders was good.
Y'all made
damn.
One other appearance since then.
Damn.
It got fucking curb stomped.
We talk about I love the 80s over here.
Hey. Niggas is fat. They're going with the diversions. Hey. He's great with the diversions, man.
Smullis had more appearances than y'all motherfuckers in the last 30 years.
We won the Super Bowl in 94.
Shit, that's it. Y'all had to sign Dion and shit. Big names.
We scored 50 points in the Super Bowl. Mm. Y'all lost by them. They're 50-02.
When the Niners went back and lost when? To the Ravens, right?
About 4 years ago.
But they lost.
We lost.
Yeah.
And if the lights didn't cut off, y'all would have got your ass.
Don't even count all the championship games. We was one game away from being there too. On top of that.
Yeah, but that's the last. That's the most. That's the most recent appearance by the Niners in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So,
okay.
You know.
That is closer than the Raiders. But, I, you know, we'll see what happens with the Raiders.
We own the Bay. That's all the fuck I can say.
Y'all from Vegas.
Y'all from Vegas.
Y'all
damn.
Vegas, brother.
Hey, we from Vegas and we still own the fucking Bay. Come out there and whoop y'all little fags ass. Get out of here, man. Y'all
okay.
Y'all got $100 on this shit. This crazy motherfucker think that they going to have 10 wins or get the fuck out of here, man.
We going to see.
So the agreement is that if the Raiders finish 8-8, then are above 8-8.
No. He said they're gonna have 10 wins. The Niners are gonna have 10 wins.
Okay.
So that's the first one.
All right.
Then we play each other, so we're gonna
that's
get that
the
double
one.
Again. So we're gonna double up.
Okay.
200, and I'm gonna buy all Niners gear and do disrespectful shit to you. Live.
Damn. Live. You know the Niner Fifi.
Don't let the Raiders win a couple of games, man. They gonna get excited over balloons and start sticking needles in them motherfuckers.
Oh shit!
All them junkie Raiders fans and shit.
Oh damn!
And you notice all the Raider fans wear long sleeves to the game, cover up them tracks and shit.
Oh, why are you killing the Raider fan base like that, hey, man? That's foul. That's foul.
I'd rather do drugs than get in the booth.
Oh. Well, on that note, it's 1 in the morning and we are wilding the fuck out.
Tell me where to go.
Shouts out to Ezra Tuwalu.
Before this gets super juvenile, and I don't mean the rapper from New Orleans and shit. Shit, man, we're going to call it a night. Once again, shout yourselves out, gentlemen, before we bounce.
It's
Sean
Capone.
It's Big Who, Bootleg the B-Side.
And shit, good looking King OG engineering tonight. Once again, you're listening to an honest conversation about hip-hop. And it's just some bonus episode shit. We talked a lot of shit. Check us out always on our Lisbon. You can always check us out on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, Google. Shout out to Overtime Hustling, OTH the Magazine, and Mixtapes. And you can catch them at www.overtimehustling.com. That is Overtime Hustling without the G.com. Again, I'm out. Make sure you go download that Sam Capone, The Flow. And, man, subscribe to our shit. Hit like, comment, share, do all that other shit. We do this for y'all. Peace.
Overtime Hustling.
Like Sheila E, nigga. Long live the pimp. Frozen up, that's all I sip. Bopping hoes all on my dick. I think of haters when I take a shit. I take your bitch, then pimp your bitch. Put her on the track, then make a grip. Give it right back to your lame ass. Continue on with your relationship. Big guns on me, I bust that. Had a pussy, nigga, no question. But my niggas down south gon' hear this shit. Said a nigga right there be wrecking. I'm an activist, soft activist. For now, won't call me Stack and Flip. Gunning straight out of that East Hub. When niggas get ratchet with they ratchet quick.
Strapped up like Al-Qaeda. Down south with the slab ride. Sip, sip and serve, no ancient mama. Cali Kush gon' get me high. Yeah, trill shit. Shout outs to the SUC. Long live the pimp. Big Hawk. DJ Screw. Phones enough. Real niggas. Real trill shit. Cali back to Texas, my nigga. Bro, what? Roll up. It's see you, boy.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.